Blog Talk Radio.
Hearing you.
called into the 480 number. Oh, okay, so we'll wait for Sister Mary to come in. There she is. There's Sister Mary, Sister Denise. Okay. All right.
There you go. I was in the wrong room.
All right, amen. I don't know, how did I hear you in that? I must have that other room open someplace else to hear you.
I can't hear Brother Miles speaking anymore.
You can't?
I can't hear him either.
Pardon. All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think somebody came in the room and turned me down. I ain't mentioning no names.
Please don't.
I mentioned in no name. All right.
Well, you know what else? You know what else I did?
What was that?
I sent you the minutes, but I sent you the minutes to the 26th, and I think I sent them twice. I should have sent you the one for the first, and I'll do that when we get offline.
All right. Yeah, I got those twice, and I went through and corrected them and sent them back to you.
Okay.
Okay, we're not going to be here long tonight. My wife did want me to take her to the emergency room, said she couldn't walk, so she could after this meeting, but I just talked to her, and she wants to wait until tomorrow now. But still, I need to go and do the harvest for tomorrow's farmer's market, but we still won't be here long this evening because I need to get on it so I'm not up too late. And I don't want to get up early in the morning and do it because that's just too much rushing to do that. All right, so let us do this. Let us do our statement of faith. I want to say good evening to all of you. If we have anybody that calls into the other line, I can see it. And I'll just include them. Usually Brother Gary calls into the Blog Talk line. I'm still recording on Blog Talk so that we have a recording until I can get this recording here fixed. And then I will no longer record on Blog Talk so that we can have, you know, we have a public recording of this meeting. Let me put the statement of faith up. And is everybody having a blessed week so far?
So far, so good.
All right, amen.
Nope, I don't know.
Nothing. What? I'm still here. What's going on? Are you not able to hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Sister Lorraine, can you hear? Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you, Brother Miles.
Sister Denise, can you hear? Sister Denise?
You're on mute.
He is muted.
Okay, he put something up, so he must be there.
Okay, let me go out and come back in. All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can I be heard?
Now you can.
Yeah.
Okay, Sister Mary could hear me before, but you couldn't. And now I guess Sister Denise, all of you should be able to hear me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know why that happened, but Sister Mary could hear me, and you guys were unable to hear me. You were at first, and then you couldn't. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do our statement of faith. We will we won't be here long this evening. As I said, I was supposed to take my wife to the emergency room, but she said she wants to go. She can wait and go tomorrow after the farmer's market. Didn't know why her one leg won't let her walk on it, but it's not like she's dying or anything, so she says she can wait. So I'm still not going to be here long this evening for the simple reason that I need to get ready for the farmer's market tomorrow. I need to harvest and I got orders that came in. So that's a good thing. We're starting to receive subscriptions from paid subscriptions from people who we've been handing out flyers to at the market. And so I need to get those, you know, a couple of those orders ready because one was just 2 weeks old where I talked to a vendor, and I need to get that out and ready for tomorrow. And then a lady ordered online today and started a subscription, but I need to straighten it out for her because what she intended to do and what she actually did are two different things. And then I have another guy that owns a group home that wants to start ordering microgreens. So I don't know if he's ordering for the house or for himself. But, you know, get that, find out what he's looking for and then get him to set it up online. But I'm trying to recreate, or create another subscription just for the wellness. So that it can be handled individually, because a lot of people like that idea and they like that combination of greens together. And so I want to make it to where when they do a subscription, the way this lady did it, she didn't want to order the full thing. She wanted to order, you know, so many. She didn't think she could eat it all. So I'm changing that subscription service. We're trying to, so I got a very busy night ahead of me to get all this done and to contact this guy and tell him what his order is going to cost him because he's going to pay at the farmer's market. But I needed to get some information from him first so that I could complete his order. He answered, so I know what I'm going to do for him. Just need to know how much he wants to, you know, how much he wants to buy. Anyway, as I said, a busy night, so we won't be here long. We will be doing the reading of the minutes, and then we were supposed to pre-read section 1 through 8 and see what sections we thought would be. What sections would be allowed or permitted for the board and the membership to change out of the bylaws? Did that reading. I only came up with one section when I read it, but you guys might have found something I didn't find. Anyway, let's do our statement of faith, and then I make a motion that we call this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting is officially in order. So do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you, Yah Elohim. And we glorify and we lift you up and we magnify your name. We extol thee, Father. We give thee glory, honor, and praise. For truly you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And there is none like you, O Yah Elohim. And Father, we just ask that you would be a part of this meeting on this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Glory to your name. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Our scripture for tonight, as always, is Psalm 133, the book of Psalms, chapter 133. And we will be getting verses 1 through 3. The Song of the Grief of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yah commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. All right, let me pull up this document. Let me see if I have it here already. Group files, yes, Ron Farm. Those are our changes. Let me create this document, bylaw sections 1 through 8. I'll print. PDF, okay. I'm going to upload this to where we are at. As I said, I only found one section. You guys can let me know if you found anything else. Okay, let me upload this. Where did it put it at? Give me a second to see where it put this document at. That is in Greybar Ranch Co-op. And while we wait for this, oh, Sister Mary, I apologize. Yes. Will you do the reading of the minutes from last week?
Yes, I will. Our last meeting was December 1st, 2022. We started at 7, and we ended at like 9:30. Attendance of the meeting was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, and Sister Mary. The discussion was during the bylaws, sections 1 through 8. So we can review all the changes that was made so we can vote on them. Section 7, Tupac, from 7.01 to 7.05 was being set aside and put in another poll and copied and put in and placed in another document for further use, for future use, in case we needed it. So that would make us have to number our bylaws again. Number 8 would become number 7, and number 9 would become number 8. We voted on this, we all agree. Okay, we saw the banner that Brother Miles bought for the table, for the farmer's market, and it's have flyers that show the benefits, the health benefits of the vegetables. And he has a wellness mix. I didn't get a copy of the recipe down, but it'll be in like a different package. He also is applying for a nutritional program so people can use their EBT cards at the farmer's market. And we reviewed a website again. Everything seems to be doing okay. And that's pretty much all I have for our last.
Okay, I didn't have anything to add to that. Did anyone have anything to add to that they could remember that she needs to add to that? Okay, what about you?
I was talking with Luke.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, no, I don't have anything.
Okay, then I make a motion that we accept the minutes as read. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes will be accepted as read. And when you send them to me, Sister Mary, then if there's any corrections to be made, I'll make them and send them back out to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. With that being said, this document should be uploaded now. And let's see. Only problem is, where did it go? Put it right here. On farm files. Did everybody get the minutes? I sent them out to everyone for 11:26 and 11:17.
I got the minutes. Yeah. This evening.
Yes. Two.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make, if you guys will read them, I made the corrections to them. We said we would vote them and approve them this meeting. Sister Mary, do you have those?
Well, do I have the minutes that you sent?
Right.
Yes, I have in my email.
Okay, I'm going to need you to open them up and read them, one for the 17 and the one for the 26, and then we will vote to approve and accept those. We didn't do it the previous week. Yeah, and you should be able to see them easy because I changed the name to the minutes plus the date.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
This is the meeting from the 17th.
Okay, if you will read those.
Okay. Attended was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, Sister Mary, reviewing the bylaws. Section 4. Section 4.01 through 4.09. Section 5.01, 5.04. Section 6.01, 6.06. We voted on the bylaws. Yes to the bylaws and changes. The website. Website name is the vegetables, salad mix, sunflowers, and what is in, I think,
fenugreek.
Pheno Greek.
Okay. Okay. It also has a subscribe page for the website, the setup page, and the fees for these are $25 a piece. So the Miles went to the farmer's market, and what
I went.
Oh, you would go to the farmer's market on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. That's the one for the 17th. Give me 1 minute, I'll read you the
26th. Okay, before you move to the 26th, I make a motion that we accept the minute for the 17th as read. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting's the minutes for the 26th.
Okay, November 26th, 2022. I meeting started at 10 a.m. And it was until 12 noon. Attendance was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, and Sister Mary. The discussion of our meeting was the website and our bylaws. The website consists of the product name, subscribe and setup page, operations of purchasing the microgreens, delivery and delivery dates. For now, the purchase and the deliveries are only in Arizona. Bylaws, Section 7 will be tabled for now and refiled for a later date. Section 8.01 to Section 8.07. Changes made in Section 8.03 in C&D, Section 8.038 has to be reviewed again and to add a stipulation. Okay, Section 8.5, A to B, changes were made. Section 8.06 and 8.07, no changes were made. Section 9.01 to Section 9.02. Section 9.02 stipulations may be needed. We will vote on this matter, all agreed on the changes of the bylaw. We will start Section 10 in the next meeting.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that we accept those minutes as read. All in favor? Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The minutes are accepted as read. Okay. Ms. Lorraine, for this meeting, she has already renumbered the bylaws. So there is no Section 7 with Tupac in it is no longer there. So Section 8 became Section 7, Section 9, 8, so forth and so on. And we will be starting with Section 9 becomes policies, where Section 10 was policies before. Section 9 becomes policies, and that will be when we have the meeting next week or Sunday, however we do it this week. We will start there. Okay. After reviewing, and you in those minutes that you just read, Sister Mary, you mentioned something in Section 8. Which would have been the old Section 9.
Right.
I think. What was that in Section 8 that you mentioned?
8 becomes 7. 8 becomes 7. And 9 becomes 8.
Okay. Well, we made some changes. I think in Section 8.
8.3. 0.038.
Eight. Let me look at that real quick. All right, let me find the original document. Give me a minute. What was that? Just a second. Let me find the original document to make sure that I copied everything out that I was supposed to. Bylaws. Original renumbered. So section 8 should be in here. I don't see that. Did we delete the stuff?
Deleted section 7.
Well, I know we deleted complete section 7. That's now pertaining to it. Let me find the original document. Original. Number 1, bylaws, complete text. Looking at before we made any changes. Members in it. All right, hold on. Let me find a different version of the document. Where is it at? Uh-oh. Bylaws original doc. Yeah, I think there is no section 8.03. Not even in the original document. But that may not be altogether true either. because I don't have a section 9 in this document. 7 has section 7.03, which would be, that got renumbered. 8, let's see. So read what you got in your minute. Let me see if I can figure this out. Sister Mary, did we lose Sister Mary?
Oh, I'm just talking.
You don't move like me, huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Section 8.03, C&D changes was made. Section 8.08 has to be reviewed again. Then we went to Section 8.04.
Okay, I'm thinking that because we deleted 7,
mm-hmm.
What used to be 8 is now 7, and the 8, the 8 is the amendment, which used to be 9. Okay, so it actually is 7.03.
Okay.
So you're gonna need to make an amendment to your minute. Is anything that's referencing 8 needs to say 7?
Okay.
So if you just change everything that says 8 to 7 and says 9 to 8. That kind of thing.
Okay.
And then we will, and then just submit it as an amendment to those meetings because we already accepted the minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So this has to do with the board shall annually, with the close of the previous year's financial records, allocate any YFCC operating surplus to the YFCC reserve fund. Under no circumstances shall any surplus or profits be paid to any investors or to any members or employees. I think we need to relook at this and see, because we're supposed to have a cost sharing or a cost, you know, a profit sharing for the members. So still put H on hold.
Okay.
Because we're not ready to discuss that, but it's 7.038.
Okay.
Did anyone review the bylaws, sections 1-8, and come up with any sections that we specifically said we will allow the board or the membership to share?
Well, let me go back up.
The only thing I saw was in section 3.
That's the only thing I saw too, but what did you see in section 3?
Where it says that exceptions where they cannot except for officer elections and removal and except for restrictions. So I think we're except for officer elections and removal.
What section is that? 3 what?
3.0.5.
The power of membership?
Yeah.
Okay. The members shall be given final say on any matters that concern the amendment of these bylaws and any other questions called to the attention of the membership by the board by a petition of members, except for officer elections and removal, and except where restricted by these bylaws. So we need to look at officer elections and removal.
Right.
So let me look at that. That's 3.5. Because 3.01 is what I found.
I found that too.
And that's where we would say that we would allow them to change the fees.
Right.
Okay, so that was one that's permissible. I did not see the one in 3.05. I think is what we were just reading. Powers of membership.
Right. Right.
So I didn't see that one. So let's go there, 3.05, powers of membership. And we need to look for officer elections and removal, whatever that falls up under. Find that. Maybe I need to look at officer elections or board elections, something like that. Results. Officer elections. Results. Let me get to my class. Okay, up under... That's actually way down under Section 40. According to, let's see what that's the original bylaw. Hold on a minute. Let me see what that is. I got to close this document out because I'll be all over the place. Working out a wrong document. Let me go to the... one that was renumbered here, and I was looking for officer elections. And that is now section 39, but we haven't gotten here yet. Looks like this may be duplicated. Section 42. The hours, the election. Yeah, this may be a duplication in here. We'll look at it when it comes to it, but I think 39 and 42 are duplicates. But I don't know that for sure. It may just be two different areas saying the same thing. But they may not be duplicates. But it looks, you know, to me that's covering the same stuff. Just not one is formatted and one is not. But yeah, I think summary proposal, that's in 42. Let me see if there's a summary proposal in 39. There's one that's in 42 again. We'll look at these. We still have to review these sections. This is all in policies and not in the actual bylaws. And that's what, 42. So I think there's we will look at this and make sure that it's not duplicate. So we'll wait till we get there. All right, so... But that was out of section 3.05?
Right.
Lorraine said 3.01.
Right. 3.01, I agree there that we are allowing the board and the membership to the board to change with the membership's permission to change the fee. So they have that authority to do that. I really need to see what this is talking about, except for officer election and removal. And I said that was in 39, for election. With membership coordinators serve as a backup to ONC or other body in supporting the annual and special elections in printing, delivering, and or collecting paper ballots. Let me look up removal. So that's just about collecting ballots.
Uh-huh.
Let me see, R-E-M-O-V-A-L. And I find that 4 times. So section 3.05, officer election and removal. Let's see where it is next found. Section 14, 13. Our goal is to hold people accountable for harassing, discriminatory, or abusive language or action, help them to recognize how their behavior affects those around them, and for them to change their actions accordingly. Harassment based upon, but not limited to, racism, sexism, ageism, sizeism, classism, ableism, transphobia. We need to look at, we haven't looked at these yet, but yeah, we definitely need to look at section 14. Because everything in section 14 we are not agreeing with. At least I'm not agreeing with. So let me share my screen. And let me know when you can see my screen. Should be a Word document with section 19 up.
Yes, I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
All right, thank you. So this is talking about, and okay. I'm sorry.
14?
Section, yeah, 14. I said 19, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, 14. Yes, the Ron Farm Community Cooperative is committed to maintaining a positive environment for its members, officers, staff, affiliates, guests, family, and friends, and to protect the rights of its members to freely express their ideals, regardless of their popularity or merit. We will definitely have to reword this. All individuals have the right to enjoy an environment where they can express conduct that are harassing, discriminatory, abusive, or oppressive. YFCC strives to create spaces in our pods, meetings, and gatherings of all kinds, which are safer than those in our society at large. So this portion is just not true, because our standards are not what the world is, and being safe from the world, our standards are what?
According to the Most High.
Right, according to the scriptures, okay? Our goal is to hold people accountable for harassing, discriminatory, abusive language or actions, help them to recognize how their behavior affects those around them, and for them to change their actions accordingly. Harassment based upon, but not limited to, racism, sexism, ageism, sizeism, classism, ableism, transphobia. At first, I didn't realize what that was saying, but that's being transgender, and heterosexism are among the things unwelcome at YFCC. So, we will reword this section and then it will not be allowed to be changed. Because we definitely don't want to include these, like, transphobia and, you know, we don't want racism and ageism and sizeism. We don't want these things, but we definitely don't want, but we don't want them what? Included? Or we don't want to say that it's okay to be transphobic so you can't discriminate because we are discriminating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We are going to be discriminating against transphobia or, you know, sexism. So we probably need to, we will table this. Section, what was that? 3.5 is where we were at.
Uh-huh.
That refers to this. I'm not even sure that this is referencing same. I don't think that this is referencing the same stuff. Members shall be given final say on matters that concern the amendment of these bylaws and any questions called to the attention of the membership by the board or by petition of the membership, except for officer election and removal, and except where restricted by the bylaws. So this removal is not dealing with officer. It's not dealing with what, officer removal?
No.
This is, as a last resort, YFCC reserves the right to pursue the removal of individuals from the committee and space in question or pursue the removal from YFCC as a whole in accordance with the bylaws. I'm not really sure that that is dealing with the removal. Of officer, that statement in 3.05 seems to be ambiguous. It is not, it's not clearly defined there. The membership shall be given final say on any matter that concerns the amendment of these bylaws and any other questions called to the attention of the membership by the board. So we actually need to reword this whole thing here, or by petition of the membership, except for officer election. So we have already, we have this covered in 8-something, I believe. And we amend section 305. 3.05, section 7, fiscal operations board, yada, 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 section 8, amendment to the bylaws. So we need to put this statement right here, section 8.01.
Uh-huh.
This actually needs to also be stated in section 3.05. The 3.05 is contradicting this. We addressed it in 8.01. The membership is restricted from amending these bylaws except where specifically allowed by the bylaws. And in 305 is saying that they have the power to amend the bylaws except for the removal of officers and those types of things. That's a contradiction. So we need to make 305 say the same thing as 8.01. So I'm putting 305 up on the screen. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then trying to go between the two. 305, the membership should be given final say on any matter that concerns the amendment of these bylaws. But in 8.01, we said the membership is restricted from amending these bylaws except where specifically allowed by the bylaws. So they don't get final say on the bylaws. Only they only get, we need to make this say exactly what 8.01 says.
Okay.
So if you look at, let me scroll down in here and go to 8.01. Acrobat document, okay. Original renumber. Okay, so 8.01. Let me find that. And you still see my screen, correct? Correct, right?
Yeah.
01. The membership is restricted from amending these bylaws except where specifically allowed by the bylaws. Amendable items of these bylaws shall be amended only upon a referendum of the membership. So amendable items, what we allow, shall be amended only upon a referendum of the membership or a vote at the membership meeting upon consent of a majority of the present and voting. The membership shall be allowed to amend the following items. So I have in here, I'd already put in section 3.01.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But we need to look at section 305, and I think we should make section 305 read exactly as 8.01. Because this is what we want. We don't want what's in section 305. Is anybody reading section 305 differently than I'm reading it?
Oh.
Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise?
No.
Members are amending the bylaws in section 301 says that
yeah, this 3.0, let's see if I can do this. Can we see the notepad screen that I just put up?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's notepad, and then behind that is the what's in the actual 305.
Okay.
So, to me, this is a contradiction. I'm not quite sure what you were saying, Sister Lorraine.
I was just trying to compare them to where the one said is restricted from amending these bylaws, and then the other section say given final say on any matter that concerns the amendment of these bylaws.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm reading it, in my mind, it's not saying the same thing. We may just need to restrict this or restrict this paragraph a little bit more to say where they are permitted. Let's see. The membership shall be given final say on any matter that concerns the amendment of these bylaws. Let's just add in here where permitted. That way nobody reads it standalone and think that they have final say on the entire bylaws.
Uh-huh.
So right here. So the board is supposed to follow the direction of the membership. And the membership can bring things to the board that they want changed, but we only want them changing what they are permitted to change.
Right.
So does anybody see a problem with adding where permitted to that statement? Still leaves the authority with the membership?
No, I don't see a problem with it.
Sister Lorraine?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. And any other questions called to the attention of the membership, by the board or by petition of the membership, except for officer elections. Now, that the officer, I think that's talking about if there's new elections or if somebody's replaced on the board, if the board, if 80% of the board doesn't agree with that change, they can reject that person, even if the membership wants them. So it's saying that except for officer elections and removal. So I think we may need to reference that actual section there. Let's see. I think it, I can find it this way. Didn't find it that way. About this way, 80%. There it is. All right, so here's, this is what we were talking about in 8.5, no, this is a different 8 in 50, section 5.01. This is actually section 5.01.
Oh.
8. The board accepts the advisory vote of the membership unless a vote of at least 80% of the full board rejects any officers with no objection allowed on the board. So we talked about this last week or the week before, where if there are elections and there's, let's say there's a recall or there is a recall of an officer or somebody dies or whatever and you got to replace that officer. And so whoever's nominated, if 80% of the board rejects that nominee, then they have the right to do that by state law. Anybody remember that conversation? Something like that?
Something like that. I remember that.
Okay. So let's look at the, let's look at G and H. Because this is what I believe that 305 is referring to. In the event of vacancy, any of the elected officers, the board shall appoint a person to fill the vacancy until the next membership meeting, at which time elections shall be conducted or nominations for officers shall be taken to be voted on as a referendum. The board accepts the advisory vote of the membership. Now here's the stipulation. Unless a vote of at least 80% of the full board rejects any officer or officers with no objections allowed on the board vote. So remember we talked about that the board, but if the membership wants to override them, then the board can't, somebody on the board, let's say that 80% of the board say they don't want the person, but then one person says that they want them. There can't be any what allowed objections on the board. So 80% of the board may not want them, but one person, if it's five people on the board, one person objects, then the board has to accept. This is what we talked about. In the case of rejection by the board, the membership would vote again only on the rejected officership for officers, with the result subject to the same board review. A board power set in state law. So we don't have any other choice. We don't have an option. We can't make the board accept somebody if they don't want to come. But if one person on the board objects to the board rejecting this person, then the board has to accept the person.
Say that again.
If one person on the board object.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we're the five, or right now we're four people, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
80% of us would be actually
three
at this point. Okay. And so let's say three of us don't want this person on the board.
Uh-huh.
But one person does. They object to our refusing this person. Then we have to accept the person because we can't have an objection statement right here with no objection allowed on the board vote. So you got to have 80% that want to reject the person. But if one objects, then the board can't do it. So the membership can say, hey, we want this person on the board. The board doesn't want this person. 80% of the board say we don't want them, but one person on the board objects. So what the board is doing,
mm-hmm.
the board has to go along with what the membership wants. So by state law, the board has the right to reject somebody being nominated.
Okay.
And you can't get around that because it's a state law. Is anybody reading that any differently?
No, sir. You explained it okay.
Okay, Sister Denise?
I understand.
Sister Lorraine, are you reading that any different? Huh?
No, I'm not reading that any different.
Okay. So this is what I believe that Section 305 is referring to, because the membership can't. They can do a supermajority and say they want a certain person to be on the board,
uh-huh.
but the board has the right to do what?
Reject
them. But if one person on the board objects, so that let's say the fourth person in our case says, I abstain, I'm not going to vote, then the 80% would rule. Because the other person didn't do a what? Objection?
Oh, right.
They didn't agree, but they didn't what? Object.
Okay.
If they make a formal objection, then the board has to go along with what the membership wants. They can't say, 80% of the board can't come back and say, well, we don't want this person, because the membership has already said what? We want this person. So let me make sure we're all clear. The membership, they put up a person, they say they want to be on the board. The board doesn't want this person for whatever the reason. Instead of the board says, we don't want them. The board has the right to do that and reject the person that the membership said that they wanted. And the membership can't override them. But if one person that's on the board says, I don't agree with this action, I object, then the board's decision is what? Null and void.
Right?
Right. It defers back to what the membership wanted. Okay. So 5018. 5.018. 5.02. The membership doesn't have authority to we're gonna go back to 305 and reference these two paragraphs so that we know specifically what it's referring to. Okay, so let's go back up here, and while I'm at it, let me look at stipends. Still haven't approved officer stipends. We were supposed to come up with a way to what's the word I'm looking for here? Reward officers for their service. So we don't section 5.03. We don't have a solution for that yet. Because we all have all things in common. So how would we pay them a stipend because we all got all things in common.
Common, right.
So we have to look at something else for that, or just completely cut this out of the bylaws, okay? Because it's not going to be applicable. So let's go back to 305. Board or by petition of the members, except for officer elections and removal. Okay. So we know right there, we know where to actually go to refer to this. Section 5.018 and section 5.02 is what that statement is referring to. And then, and except where restricted by these bylaws, covers everything else. Such matters where the membership has final say shall be considered only by a membership meeting or by referendum of the membership. Problem with the rest of that. The membership, according to the bylaws, is supposed to be what, a member-ran co-op?
Right.
But we are restricting what the members can do. The board can't override what the membership wants except for when it comes to elections. But the membership doesn't have the right to change any part of the bylaws either. They're only giving specific areas where they are permitted to change. So we gave them permission to change what, the fees?
Right.
In 301?
Right.
Okay, and then when we go back down to 501, I think 502, again, recall of officers shall take place only by a board vote of at least 80% of the full board with no objections allowed, or by an advisory vote at a regular or special membership meeting, or by referendum, only by a majority vote. The board accepts an advisory recall vote by the membership unless at least 80% of the full board rejects it. Yeah, we probably need to put this. With no obligations, no objections allowed. So if they want to recall an officer, 80% of them, of the full board, has to what, agree? With no objections allowed. If there's somebody, one of the board members objects, then the board can't do that. The only way that member can be removed is then by the membership. And the board accepts an advisory recall vote by the membership unless 80% of the board rejects it. So let's say that the membership wants to remove somebody. And the board says, no, we want this person. They can reject the membership request to remove that person unless one of the board members say, yeah, I agree, the person should be removed. Then the board, their decision is what, canceled out. So that's okay the way it's written. So really the only thing that we're looking at is officer stipends. And let's talk about that. Then we will call it a night. Did any, besides section 3.01 and 305, did you find any other little rank?
The only thing that I found, first before you go, when you go to the section 3, probably need to change that. I think we changed it in another place where it doesn't say meet by YSCC. So there is one in section 3.01, I think, where it says meet five. That means that's not the exception, but that is a change that should be made probably.
Let's see, least by.
Yeah. In section 2.01. Yeah, it's in section 301 where it says only members shall live in pods owned or leased by YFTC.
Okay. I don't see that.
It's in section 301.
I was looking.
Halfway through.
Okay, there it is.
A paragraph.
Only members shall live in pods. I don't think we're going to be leasing any pods.
That's what I'm saying. So I think we took that out in another section where we would take out the word lease. So I was saying to be consistent, we probably need to take it out there too.
Make a vote that we delete the word lease from section 3.01. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Section 3.01, the wording lease owned or leased by YFCC is changed to owned by YFCC. I don't think we're going to be leasing any pods. We'll be owning them. So it's not like we're going out to lease a building or something. Okay. Any other?
There's one other section that I saw. I'm not sure if that one goes here, but in section 4.09, under denial of power to amend these bylaws, it says that the board, except where specifically permitted, is denied the power to amend these bylaws. So does that mean that the board cannot amend the bylaws?
Correct. Once we finalize them, the board cannot amend except for where permitted.
Okay.
So the board, except where specifically permitted, we're saying what sections the board can and cannot change. And we're trying to make it to where the future boards don't have a right to go back and say, like, well, we think LGBTQ should be allowed.
Right.
We don't want any future board, you know, regardless of what the times do, regardless of how times change, we don't ever want the use of this facility, these properties, to go against the laws of the Most High.
Yeah.
Okay. So the board, we're the board, right?
Right.
Yeah, and we are establishing what we can and cannot change. And what we agree upon, that's going to apply to all future what? Boards?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's why we were going through and specifically identifying what sections the board had permission, and the board and the membership have permission to change. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So right now, we have section 301. They can change that. And I might even add section 301 fee schedule. So that it knows specifically that they can change the fee, but it even restricts them to whatever else they can change there. Okay. Anything else, Ms. Lorraine?
Nope, I have not found anything else.
Okay, well, you found more than I found, because I didn't find those. All right, so as far as I know, 502, election of officers, 501(3), 5.03, section 5.03, we have to discuss this, and then we'll call it a night. Officer Stiefen, I am of the mind that either we come up with a way that we say we are going to compensate people for the work that they're doing, but then how do we make that fit in with the
everything in common?
Right. I don't know how to make that work together.
I don't either.
Didn't we talk about that previously, that we would not include that because that would not be everyone in common?
Yeah, we said that we would try to come up with another way to compensate. But I have not thought of another way to compensate. An example I think that I gave you guys was like, in the military, you can't give anybody, except for during war, you can't give anybody just a promotion, okay? So they might be doing extra work, and the only way that you can compensate them is you would give them some type of award, and that award would go toward their promotion. Well, we're not in doing any type of promotion either. So we're not, if somebody gets, let's say if we came up with a system, because even getting into these positions, you got to be nominated for any of these positions. And then it's done by a vote, right?
Right.
And so there is no, we don't have an award system. We don't have a decoration system. We can acknowledge people and the work that they're doing. At board meetings or at membership meetings,
mm-hmm.
And if we want to give them a plaque or something like that for their service, standing, then there should be a mechanism to do that. But I don't see a way to give them a stipend to pay them.
Right.
So
you can just remove that, right?
Right. I'm thinking that we can just remove this and renumber 504 to 503. Let's see if there's a 505. There is no 505. So we can remove that, change it to 503, and then delete 503 here. These two lines, this section 503. Yeah, I thought something looked funny. I didn't get rid of all of it. Okay. All right. So... anybody have a problem with removing section 503 that referred to officer stipends? Removing that section altogether?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Then I'm going to make a motion that we remove section 503 officer stipends and renumber the document 504 to 503 so that everything ran consistently. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, actually, first, I make a motion that we do that. I need a second.
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. So we don't have, that is taken care of. The bees that we saw in here, I didn't see anything else. Let's go down to section 8. Okay, so right now we only have section 3.01.
Okay.
301, right? An application fee, and what other fee was that?
Commitment fee?
I don't think that's what we called it.
I don't think that's what we called it either.
301, fee and application fee.
Application fee, okay.
So they have permission to change section 3.01 as pertains to application and items not specifically listed may not be amended by the membership under any circumstance. We want to say by the members, we already restricted the board in section 4, right? 409?
Mm-hmm.
And this restricts the membership. Items not specifically listed may not be amended by the membership under any circumstance. So the membership can't say we're going to override the board and change what the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And the board can't override the membership and say what? We're going to change the bylaws.
Yeah.
So we have restricted them, and before we vote on these final, you know, we will read over them again real well to make sure that we are not restricting ourselves from conducting business,
right,
doing what we need to do, the way we're going to conduct business, because Section 9 policy, I think we're going to add, from what I'm seeing in the policies, we still have to go through this and finalize the policies, but what I'm seeing, policies enforce the bylaws, okay? So whatever policies that we have in place is to enforce what we say in the bylaws. We can give the board and the membership. My thinking is right now, and I'm subject to change on this, but my thinking is policy-wise, how they enforce the bylaws, the membership and the board, then we don't want to restrict them in policy or where if they're going to do something that's going to change the bylaws. So I'm thinking that they would be sections 9 through 40, whatever, 50, whatever. Anything that has to do with policy, we would give the future, and I need to actually go through this because I really think that this is duplication. It's not coming out formatted the way I think it should be, at least. We'll look at it. It looks
that's just showing what policies they changed yet, right?
I don't know. I didn't read it all yet.
Yeah, that's just listing all the policies that were changed, and it tells what was changed and the date that was changed.
If that's what these sections are doing, then we probably would just delete them.
Yeah, because we haven't changed them. That's what we changed. Policies and change the date that they were amended. They have the people, the main who submitted it. That doesn't apply.
So let's make sure that these are proposals. So, yeah, you're probably absolutely correct. We will read over them to make sure there's nothing in here that we want to do. Because, it, you know, when people make an amendment to something, they made it for a reason. So we'll look over these proposals and see if there's anything that we want to adopt before we go final. Nothing here that of their proposals that we want, we will just delete these sections because they won't apply. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and then if we decide to adopt, then we will just add it. We'll just add it as one of our last sections, but delete all of theirs. We don't need their stuff. Okay, so we will continue with Section 9. I know that we got some work to do there, but I'm thinking that my thinking right now, because it is policy, that anything below Section 9, the board and the members would have the authority to change. So we want to make absolutely sure of that. That there's no policy that we want to say, oh, you can't change this policy.
Okay.
That is something that's written in concrete. Other than that, the bylaws are, as far as I'm concerned, they're done. But we can't, until we review the policies, I don't want to say that it's absolute concrete. So we'll start, you know, as Mr. Romani says, a lot of this is proposals that they made to change to their bylaws.
Uh-huh.
And so we will read the proposals, see what, you know, hopefully they gave the rationale why they want the change. And if it seems like it is something we want, then we will adopt it. If it's not anything that we want, you know, we'll just make it part of the original bylaws rather than an amendment. But, you know, my rationale here is that they made proposals based upon issues that they had that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And changes that, you know, think problems that they were having. And so we just may want to, what, review them and not have to necessarily reinvent the wheel. We just include it up front. And then, so we don't have to learn from, we can learn from other people's, what, mistakes.
Because
that's usually what the proposals are going to be addressing, things that are wrong within their community. Like we already know that, like I said, in 9, we're talking about, you know, they want people to feel safe and what have you. Yeah, we want people to feel safe, but we're not accepting everybody doing everything.
Right.
So we want to make sure that those types of things are changed and that we might say that in that wording that we might have to put in here what policies they are restricted from changing. I'm thinking that's going to be more so of it than what they're permitted to do. So we only allow them to, we're only permitting them to change in the bylaws, section 3.01. Policies, we might restrict them from changing certain things. So I know 9, you know, section 9, I know we're going to reword it. And, we're not going to include, yeah, we don't want people just being discriminated because of their race or because of ageism, how old they are. Go back up here real quick. Where it makes sense to, we want to change it. And then where it doesn't make sense for us, then we just want to get rid of it. maybe it wasn't even in 9. Let me save this before I forget to save it. Maybe it was 6:11. Paper space files, 6:14. That's where we were at. See, I agree with this up to a point. Let's look up the definition for the sexist. So racism is what? Discrimination based upon race?
Right.
That must be discrimination based upon sex.
Well, what if they say I'm another? Sexism definition. Typically against women on the basis of sex. Sexism is in language is an offensive reminder of the way the culture sees women. So sexism is basically in refers to women in particular. But this also has to line up with what scripture? Because there are certain things that are prohibited to women in the scripture. We can't undo that. So, my Bible on my screen?
Yeah.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. We can't undo that and say, you know, because of sexism, we're discriminating against women in certain things. Because this is scripture. So usurp, what does that word mean?
Try to get power over the man?
From a compound, an obsolete, a worker to act of oneself, in essence, dominate, usurp authority over. The woman's not supposed to show any authority over who?
Man.
Over the man. Because the woman, according to Genesis chapter 2, or 3, go there. Genesis chapter 3. And let me come out of that version. Let's look at verse 16. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy, what, conception? In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, this doesn't mean that women shouldn't be in positions of authority, but in their marriage, they are to be in what?
Subjection.
To their husband. Okay. Also, in society where the women are not allowed to be priests, even though we got churches that are allowing women to be what? Pastors.
Yeah.
The law says that a woman cannot hold that office of a priest. So, for not a woman to teach. This is only over men, because she's commanded to teach who?
The children.
And who else?
And the young women.
And the young women. That's who she has authority to teach in the scripture. Now, society says something, what, different? And we have women in all kind of positions of authority and what have you, even over men, but not according to the scripture. And we can't undo that. So let's look at one more place that. I don't want to go to Revelation. Yeah, Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Can we see that on my screen?
No.
No, I got Dennis.
Oh, let me click over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On the left-hand side. Yeah.
Okay.
Now you can see it where you were seeing Genesis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Notwithstanding, now this is Messiah talking to this church. And unto the, starting in verse 18, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira. Right. These things saith the son of Elohim, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, in charity and service and has and faith and thy patience and thy work and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast suffered that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to do what?
To teach.
And to seduce my servants to commit what?
Fornication.
And to eat things sacrificed unto whom?
I don't.
So, said, I gave her space to repent of her fornications, and she did what?
Repented not.
So, he's going to do something to her. But the truth of the matter is, he says, don't suffer, just like it says in the scriptures, suffer not a woman's teeth.
Right.
Messiah himself says that he has this against this New Testament church, that they are suffering this woman, Jezebel. Now, who was Jezebel a prophet of? Whose wife was she?
Was Baal.
She's a priest of Baal, a priestess of Baal. She calls herself a prophet. So, we can't undo them then. There are certain jobs that are not permitted to women in the scriptures. They are strictly permitted, supposed to be held by a man, unless you have that authority over what? Other women. Amen?
Amen.
Now, it might be tight, but it's right.
But it's right.
So, we can't undo that type of stuff. And when I go through those teachings to show what is permitted and what is not, we can't buy, because man says something should be a certain way. We want to bring that into the what, church? We want to bring that into the community. We can't keep the word of the Most High and also keep the way of the world. So we have to know what the law says and what the New Testament says concerning these things. All right, so we're going to wrap it up right here. We will pick this up in Section 9, Policies, either on, we'll probably do it next Thursday. The first time I can see that we can do this. We'll start reading through the policies and making changes. The policies won't be, unless we see something in the policies that we definitely do not want, we definitely do not want the board or the membership to be able to change, like allowing for racism, because believe it or not, some of the biggest racists in our society, as far as when we find out who we are, is Hebrews. We want to be against all other races. We the people of the book. Okay, but the Most High says that around his throne, let's get this and we'll call it a night. And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindred, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in what?
White robes.
And palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Elohim, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. So you can't be a Hebrew. You can be a Hebrew and be in all nations. You can't be a Hebrew and be all kindred. Because kindred has to do with what? Bloodline. It has to do with bloodline. And you can't be a Hebrew and be of all what? People? Or if you're not, you are either Hebrew or you're not. So when we say this word Hebrew, we have to understand that people can become a Hebrew. No, they can't become a Hebrew. They can become an Israelite, but they can't become a Hebrew. You have to be born a Hebrew. Because a Hebrew has to do with the bloodline of who?
Abraham.
Okay. Can Hebrews speak all different tongues? Can we be in every nation speaking other tongues?
Yeah.
So, but kindred, bloodline, and people means exactly what it says. All nations, kindred, and people. All nations, bloodlines, and what? People and tongues. You can't just be a Hebrew and be all this. You can't be a Hebrew. You can be an Israelite. Because everybody who is becoming part of Messiah's kingdom is going to, who want to be part of Israel, can they join Israel? They can, as long as they agree to keep the what? Laws?
Oh.
The statutes, the commandments, the ordinances? Okay, they can become part of Israel, but that doesn't make them Hebrew. Because Hebrew is a bloodline. And the Most High started it when he called Abraham what? A Hebrew? And all of his descendants. Okay. So there are things that, you know, there are a lot of Hebrews that want to talk against the nation. But the Most High said in his kingdom, he's the one that determines who's in his kingdom. And who's going to be before his throne. And right there we read a great multitude that what cannot be numbered. Mm-hmm. It's going to be before his throne of all kindred, that's bloodline, that's all people. Somebody being saved of the Gentiles and of the what? Jews?
Yeah.
Both. Jew is us, Gentiles is everybody else. So salvation is to both. But you got some Hebrews out there that will want to say that, you know, the Gentiles don't have salvation. That doesn't line up with the scripture. Okay. So we want to make sure that we stay lined up with the word of the Most High. So even in our bylaws, when we say we're living by the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, if something brings us out of it, like transphobia, do we got something against transgender people? Yeah. If you were born a man, you should stay a man. Now, heterosexism, I don't know.
If I think that's when a man, like a woman and a man.
Let's see. Because I thought that meant you were bi.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Let's see what the definition of this is. Because I don't know what that definition of that is. Heterosexism.
Yeah, they're both ways.
Yep. Discrimination or prejudice against gay people on the assumption that heterosexuality is the normal sexual orientation. So then, of course, then we can't, what, be for that?
Right.
So I think what I will do, in the bylaws here in this section, I will put the reference scriptures from Old and New Testament that we are against these things for this reason, and we do discriminate based upon the scriptures so that there is no doubt.
Right.
So I will look up, and I have them somewhere already, the scriptures for homosexuality and in the Old Testament and in the New, and all these other things. Because some of this stuff is just made up stuff. Do the scriptures command a man not to be effeminate?
Command a man not to what?
Not to be effeminate.
They can't.
Right. They can't be. Right.
Like you say, a man can wear woman clothing and a woman can wear man clothing.
Right. Not for the purpose of, well, I don't know if, let's say, if we say men's socks, do you know any women that wear men's socks, and can you tell the difference?
No.
Okay, so.
And I do wear men's socks.
Well, would you be breaking the scriptures?
No.
Okay, so we have to actually, it has to what, make sense?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Has to use discernment or context, because some people will be, very literal with that stuff. So if you came with the men's socks on, they'd be trying to get you. Let's see if I'm spelling that word right. I better stop because I know. So, 1 Corinthians 6:9. That's the Greek malakos of undoff, in essence, fine clothing, figuratively a catamite, effeminate, soft. I don't know what that word is. Catamite definition. Well, that says it right there. Can you guys see that on my screen?
Yeah.
Catamite. A boy kept for what?
Purchase? What is that?
A boy kept for homosexual practice.
Oh, okay. That was kind of small. I couldn't see.
Let me blow that up for Sister Mary.
And Denise.
All right. Now can y'all see that?
Okay. Yeah. Boy. Yep.
That's a catamite. We would just call them what? Gay or faggot?
Right. Yeah, a whole new name.
Scriptures identifies it as a catamite.
Catamite.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it says it suffers not a man to be what? To be kept for homosexual practices? So how can, then how can the gay community...
Are you reading that, Brother Miles?
Huh?
Where are you reading that?
Oh, I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I Googled that, but 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Verse
9.
Okay. No, you're not the right. You're not an heir of the kingdom of God. No. Oh, come on.
So, you know, we all got some people. I got some people that are gay in my family. I think that I'm supposed to be all accepting of them. I say, I love you, but I don't love your way of life. And I don't like what you do. And then after I told them that, they didn't want to attend no Bible study. So I ain't going to lie to you. You already know. All right, with that being said, Sister Mary, will you pray us out?
I will. I want to thank you, Father God, for Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, and Sister Denise, and whoever else is online. Thank you for helping us to come as far as we have come so far in our process. And Father, please help us to be better every time we come. In Yeshua's precious name, amen.
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 All right, so I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second? All right.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Nobody ever opposed that. The ayes have it. This meeting is officially adjourned. We will meet again on Thursday. Start in section 9 and start to go through it. Making sure that the policies line up with what bylaws. And the enforcing of the bylaws. Once we have that done, then I think that we can say in Section 8 that Section 9 through whatever, the board and the membership will have the authority to make changes to those things, except where it contradicts the word of the Most High.
Right.
We might have been able to do that in other places, but... I think in policy we'll just say that. With that being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember I love you. I can't love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. I will see everybody on tomorrow evening. Don't know what the topic's going to be, but that's what I'll see you guys.
All righty.
All right. Amen. So let me go and see if I'm going to the emergency room or if I can go out here and start harvesting because that's what I need to do.
Just the miles. We hope she feels better.
I will definitely tell her that. All right. So peace and blessings to everyone. See you guys tomorrow evening.
Shalom.
Let me play the theme song and end this.
Just words. You have no beginning, and you. can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect, and his kingdom will reign.
Everyone, have a blessed evening. See you guys tomorrow evening.
All right.